This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Terps beat Iowa 101-75, and joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, a man who was on the call along with Johnny Holiday and Walt Williams, it's Chris Knocke. And Chris, thanks as always for joining us. Ultimate tale of two halves here. We were just talking about it. The defense wasn't great in the first half. The offense was sloppy, but yet only down four, and then they blow their doors off in the second half.
Well, I mean, it wasn't – defense was non-existent
yes.
in the first half, actually for both teams. And, you know, if you know anything about the conference, of course, Iowa can, you know, as prolific as they are offensively, they can be defensively mm-hmm. uninterested.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got a way of playing. They shot the lights out that first half. Both teams did. And you just sort of got the feeling that, gosh, if you could just play some defense for 3 or 4 minutes and have an extended run, that you know you could do some serious damage in this game. And that's exactly what happened coming out of the gates in the second half. Great run to start the second half, and a lot of that fueled by Rodney Rice. But man, he had a lot of help as well. It ended up being a really nice win.
There's plenty of turnover from the Terps, as there is for every team in college in this new landscape, Chris. But did you ever envision this team being this prolific of a scoring team? Now they're 15th in the country in points per game, and people are talking about them having the best starting five in the nation.
Well, I mean, if you look at it just, you know, qualitatively, just looking at the starting five, there's no weak link. You know, like I think that if I'm game planning for Maryland, I'd be hard pressed to figure out exactly how to go. I, in most cases, you've got a guy you can lay off of. Maybe you've got a guy that you can, you know, use as your double down guy, a guy who scratches back and maybe gets the ball out of Julian Reese's hands or out of Queen's hands or something like that. What are you going to do if you're an opposing coach with this group? Are you going to leave Jacoby Gillespie open at 19 feet or Selton Miguel open at 20 feet? You know, so you really don't have a lot of options. I think, you know, coming in, and I hadn't really given it a whole lot of thought, but if I were game planning against the Terps, I think I'd maybe try and change defenses as much as possible, just give them something different to look at. You absolutely have to keep them off the backboards because Amel has done a really nice job on the offensive boards, particularly Julian Reese. You know, Queen, of course, has those great hands. I don't know. They're a tough team to game plan for, I'd think.
Well, it seems like one other thing you have to worry about now, too, is in the past, if Juju's got the ball mid-range, you know he's basically looking to drive. But now he's got this little leaner from, you know, around the top of the key, around the foul line, where he seems to be increasingly comfortable with that. And we've given a lot of attention to what he's done at the line, obviously. But what about that sort of element and his evolution of his game?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it, Jason, because he's put in the work, and it doesn't just apply to what he's done at the foul line. I mean, clearly he has put in the time and the effort it takes to be you know, fairly. I don't know what you call that, a leaner, a little jump shot.
Yeah.
You know, he's always had the half hook. You know, but he's put in the time to be really effective with that shot. And, you know, now when he shoots it 10 or 11, you know, feet away from the basket, I mean, you just feel like that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, automatic. And so he's grown a lot. He's come a long way. He also doesn't have to be the guy. You know, there's so many good parts to what's going on with the Juju story right now. I'm always happy to see a kid like that as you approach senior day, you know, having his best year.
I'm talking to Chris Nagy, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Chris, a question that I want to ask you about that came up last segment. This was a blowout for, I guess, at least the last 10 minutes of the second half. With that in mind, were you surprised the starters played as much as they did in the second half?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. And I have to tell you what, Ken, I never gave it a second thought. And here's why. You just had this team, Iowa, drop 51 points on you in one half. They're not dead until you kill them. I hate to use that phrase. That terminology, but you gotta finish the job. And you've already been, you know, borne witness to how prolific they are. So I'm usually sensitive to those kinds of things. Really, I am. And yet, until you asked that question, I hadn't even given it a thought.
Well, going deeper with that, Chris, because it has been a narrative with this team over the past couple of weeks, does the lack of bench production scare you with them?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Moving forward.
So I'm of mind, Tim, that I don't really worry about it. When people say production, I think we got to look at two different things. One is you know, pure points. You know, like, there is no Vinny Johnson on that Maryland bench. Okay, there's no microwave, no. Right? There's nobody who's going to come in and, you know, and drop 25 points in a game. You know, Gapari came in and had a couple of big games early where he was getting, I don't know if he had 16, 18, so I don't really remember. It's been a long, long time ago. I think really what you need are you need consecutive minutes of really positive play and good play, whether it's cleaning up, helping on the backboards, whether it's, you know, playing defense. You see what Jay Young did the other day in the second half of the game against Iowa. I don't know that he scored, but I know he played his ass off, and he was in the middle of a bunch of plays defensively that led to breakout plays. That's what I'm talking about in terms of production. You don't have to come in. Nobody's asking you to jump into the phone booth and, you know, put on your super suit. You don't have to do that. You just have to go in there and do your job and make sure you hold the fort. That's as much value as you get from a bench player sometimes. They're just not wired to have a guy come in and blow up. I think they're getting enough out of that group, particularly with Gapare back, and I love Geronimo's energy. He's been particularly good at home. I'm not that concerned about it right now.
I saw some mock draft projections. Derek Queen, 10th overall to OKC. Boy, would that be something. The whatever rookie wall, freshman wall, whatever you want to call it, figuring out road games on the Big Ten in the Big Ten wall is all clearly in the rearview mirror, it seems.
Yeah, we had this conversation. I'm not a big believer in that notion and the concept. I think it's more Derek growing up and sort of acclimating himself to what college hoops are like on a regular basis. You don't take plays off, certainly don't take games off, and I think he sort of figured that out. And I also wonder too. I'm not privy to the locker room. I deal with these guys on a I wish I spent more time in a situation like that, because that's one thing I really miss from coaching. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if there weren't some guys in that locker room who sort of took him under uh-huh. their wing. It looks like he's gotten some real direction. And whether he learned that, you know, by himself, and if he did, credit Derek Queen. But if folks have been in his ear a little bit about, man, your approach has to be different. You know, you have to play harder for longer, those types of things. It just looks to me like the light bulb has gone on.
Chris, before we let you go, USC on Thursday, kind of a weird tip at 8:30 here as the game will be at the Xfinity Center. What do you know about USC? What are you expecting to see Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, they like to get up and down the floor. They're coming off a really difficult loss, unexpected loss at home to Minnesota. Yeah. That game was in California. I think they're a dangerous team. I saw them play early in the season. I haven't seen them play the last couple of weeks. When I saw the box, or when I saw the score against Minnesota, I just got the feeling maybe they were down a guy or two. Seems like everybody's got the flu in some way, shape, or form. But, that just makes you hungrier. And I assume you'll get their best shot coming into this building. That west-to-east travel can be tough on opponents. And that may be why we're playing this game at 8:30. I'm not entirely sure, but... we'll see, man. It's another opportunity to get better and pad your record a little bit.
Terps and USC this Thursday. Chris Nock will be on the call with Johnny Holiday and Walt Williams. Pregame coverage begins at 7:30 on Thursday. Chris, thanks as always, man. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up next, another edition of Bone Work, and we're back to movies as we teach young Bone about things he should be already knowing, but he does not. And we'll go with movies with Baltimore ties. That's next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.